Members and guests, good afternoon. The Transportation Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Michelle, if you would, call the roll, please.
Chairman Hooper.
Here.
Representatives Anton.
Here.
Artiles.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Pisano.
Here.
Fullwood.
Here.
Goodson.
Here.
Nunez.
Here.
Porter.
Here.
Ray. Richardson.
Here.
Rogers.
Here.
Torres. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Michelle. Members, welcome to day one of session 2013. It's a pleasure to be with you today. We have two member bills on our agenda today and some committee bills. First on the agenda, before I call her up, I'll remind you also to silence your electronic device if you have not done so. And anyone that wishes to appear and speak before the committee must fill out an appearance card for our records. First up today is House Bill 93 by Representative Betty Reed. Homelessness is the issue. Representative Reed, welcome, and you are recognized, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for bringing this bill forth, too. Members, this is a really good bill, and when you hear of it, you will agree with me. House Bill 93 is a bill that authorize the collection of volunteer contributions in the amount of $1 to be added to motor vehicle registration, driving license fees, applications for a driving license. It also waives the $10,000 application fee for the voluntary contributions to aid the homeless for vehicle registration and renewal forms, as well as driving license application forms. And there's a couple of other statutes on things that do to the statute to change it. That's the bill, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reed, having presented her bill, members, are there questions? Are there questions on the bill? Oh, I didn't know if that was a, sorry. No questions on the bill. There are no amendments. I believe we have an appearance card, a request, Mr. Nick Matthews. Broward County waves in support. Thank you, sir. And somebody scribbled. CUDA? Thank you very much. I apologize for not being able to read your writing. I can't read mine either, so we're safe. Anyone else from the audience wishing to speak on House Bill 93? Seeing none, members, is there debate on the bill? We're in debate. Representative Reed, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, but I would like to make a comment. I'd like to thank each one of you for your support for this bill. And this is the third time this bill is going through the House without a problem, but it gets hung up in the Senate. And it always is something that maybe one word hung it up for two times. Then the last time, the senator had some other things going on and it didn't get heard. So they said the third time is the charm, and I'm hoping that we can get this bill through to help the homeless. I don't know how many of you had an opportunity to hear the news last night, but they were talking about how many people are homeless in New York. We weren't able to get the statistics today because we know they're just coming out from the last count that they had. And we definitely want to make sure that we do what we can to help them. So I certainly do thank each of you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for hearing the bill.
Thank you, Representative Reed. Representative Fasano tried for 10 years to straighten him out over there, and he gave up and came back to be with us. So he did the best he could. Representative Reed, having closed on House Bill 93, Michelle, please call the roll.
Representative Anton?
Yes.
Representative Artiles?
Yes.
Representative Davis? Representative Pisano?
Yes.
Representative Fullwood?
Yes.
Representative Goodson?
Yes.
Representative Nunez?
Yes.
Representative Porter?
Yes.
Representative Ray? Representative Richardson?
Yes.
Representative Rogers? Representative Torres?
Yes.
Yes. Chairman Hooper?
Yes.
Chairman, the bill passes.
Members, by your vote, the bill passes and will be reported favorably. Thank you, Representative Reed, very much. Members, next is House Bill 7007 by Representative Trujillo. With us today, in his absence, is Chairman Jimmy Patronis, who is here to explain the bill and explain the amendment on the bill. Chairman, you are recognized, sir.
Thank you, sir. Members, thank you for allowing me to present this legislation to you. House Bill 7007 is essentially our economic development package that we're moving forward. There are four main parts to 7007 and relating to the Department of Economic Opportunity, which address annual reporting requirements of the various economic development-related programs and activities, the Small Cities Community Development Block Grant Program Act, the Reemployment Assistant Program, and Visit Florida. And I'm happy to go through any of the details of those particular subject matters, Mr. Chairman, to your questions or your team.
Members, any questions on those four components that you've heard to date? Any questions? Representative Rogers, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Representative. As a former local elected official, you know, whenever we talk about some of our grant fundings, you mentioned our community development block grant funding. I have a concern, and I know you can address it for me. How can we be assured that the CB, community development block grant funding, will continue to be used in, as purposes intended by the federal government?
You're recognized.
Well, the program has been administered for over 25 years, so it's got to lose a little bit of a track record, and at least with, as we have tried to, the provisions that we're putting in it, they are more restrictive than required by HUD, this limiting the DEO's ability to respond to the diversity of our rural communities. As currently provided in statute, the Block Grant Section 108 Loan Guarantee Program exposes the state's annual allocation to greater risk than necessary. So in addition, several of the current statutory provisions are obsolete, and in response to the bill, what we're going to ask of is directs DEO develop by rule the guidelines for the distribution program funds through competitive selection process, application procedures, and grant ceilings. It also revises the provisions relating to Section 108, the Loan Guarantee Program. This is to reduce the risk of the state and eligible local governments by the following: requiring the applicant to pledge half of the annual amount necessary to guarantee the loan in event of default, reducing from $7 to $5 million the maximum amount of individual loan guarantee commitment that an eligible local government may receive, and reducing the maximum amount of loan guarantee commitments statewide from 5 times to 2 times the amount of the most recent grant received by HUD for small cities in the CDBG program. That doesn't totally answer your question, but I think it's important that I explain at least what we're trying to do to that, at least to give you some predictability moving forward for your small communities that are concerned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can I follow up, please?
Follow up, you're recognized.
With the amount of turnover in DEO, okay, are you confident that giving them more rulemaking authority, this is the best time for us to do that?
Mr.
Why
Chair,
not the legislature?
You're recognized.
I think that's an excellent question. I think that as the team that has been assembled there since it was new, we passed in a law a couple of years ago. We had consolidated a number of these agencies under one roof. I think as any new team is assembled, a certain amount of shakeout and kind of hardening the ground underneath them to have a better foundation and move forward. I know Representative Fasano has been, a good critic of some of the changes that need to take place in workforce and numbers. The good thing about it is there's enough, I think, institutional knowledge here within our two bodies in order to try to make sure that DEO stays on track. But your questions about rulemaking are valid, and I respect those concerns.
Final question, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized, Representative.
I know we're advocating for more accountability in economic development incentives. Would it not be more favorable for the legislators, for program changes to come through the proper vetting body, you know?
Chairman Petrone.
What do you think?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think that's the will of our legislature. I think that as we have toyed with allowing rulemaking to take place and then brought it back, I think it's all part of the process. DEO has to be able to react. It needs to be able to be responsive back to to the small communities when an opportunity happens. And sometimes the legislature's ability to react is that once-a-year opportunity, which could slow the effectiveness of response. I don't argue with you of watering down the legislature's powers. And by the way, you have a beautiful rose.
That is it, Mr. Chairman. I'm done. Thank you.
Members, additional questions? Boy, he is smooth, isn't he? Questions? Members, there is one amendment in your packet. Representative Petronas, you are recognized to present amendment number one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Enterprise zones play a very important role in our communities in encouraging capital investment, especially in our rural communities. This amendment will provide municipal and county governments a one-time exemption to expand their enterprise zones within a rural area of critical economic concern. The amendment authorized local governments to submit an application to the Department of Economic Opportunity by December 31 of 2013. The application may include expand up to 3 miles the boundaries of an existing enterprise zone with an area of at least 15 square miles, but no less than 20 square miles, and also expands up to 5 miles the boundaries of an existing enterprise zone that with an area of at least 20 square miles. That's the amendment. I do have a list of the counties that are potentially eligible if there's any members of the committee would like to know.
Please just share them with us if you will.
Sure, sure. Calhoun County, DeSoto County, Franklin County, the city of Freeport, Gadsden County, Glades County, Gulf County, Hamilton County, Hardy County, Highlands County, Holmes County, Levy County, Liberty County, Madison County, Okeechobee County, Putnam County, Taylor County, Wakulla County, and Washington County. Those are the counties that are potentially eligible, sir.
Members, questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak to the amendment, just to the amendment? Seeing none, is there debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave closer.
Is there objection to a unanimous vote on the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. I think we're up to audience participation. Nope, I thought wrong. Is there questions on the bill as amended? I knew there would be none, so we were skipping that. We do have some appearance cards. First is Mr. Chris Snow. Waves in support. Thank you, Chris. Mr. Bill Wilson, I think, is also. Thank you. Mr. Ken Reese.
Here for information.
For information. And David Cruz. Mr. Cruz, welcome, and you are recognized.
Good afternoon, Chairman, members of the committee. David Cruz with the Florida League of Cities. Just wanted to echo some concerns that were brought up earlier during question on the Community Development Block Grant Program. The league has some concerns giving the department rulemaking authority, and we look forward to working with the sponsors and the department to try to iron out those concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Cruz. Thank Anyone you. Else in the audience wishing to speak on the bill as amended? Seeing none, members, is there debate on the bill? Debate. We're in debate. Seeing none, Chairman Petronas, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, sir. And just one quick comment, as my staff director pointed out, the comfort level that all of the federal requirements that HUD has put in place are still in place. All we're doing is giving a little bit of greater flexibility to DEO. So everything from the federal level has not changed.
I'll just point out your backup arrived just as you're wrapping up your successful presentation.
It's okay. He can take a breather. But y'all have been very kind to allow me to present the bill on his behalf. Thank you, members.
Members, Representative Petronas having closed on House Bill 7007. Michelle, please call the roll.
Representatives Antone?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Fasano?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Bitson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray? Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Hooper?
Yes. Members, by your vote, House Bill 7007 passes and will be reported favorably. Thank you, Representative Petronas and Representative Smith. That is all the member bills we have. I'm going to pass the gavel to Ranking Member Rogers to present a series of proposed committee bills. That's fine. You're fine, right?
Mr. Chairman, and members, I just wanted to make sure my right hand was sitting at my right hand as I try to help our chairman through this process. Thank you for the confidence. Okay. I'm going to recognize the Chair Hooper for DOT Trust Fund PCD at this time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The PCV TEDAS 13-01 does the following. It terminates the Everglades Parkway Construction Trust Fund and the Jacksonville Transportation Authority Project Construction Trust Fund within DOT. The funds are no longer needed nor used by the department. There are currently no receipts, outstanding obligations, or appropriations from either trust fund. It also terminates the Federal Law Enforcement Trust Fund. This fund supported the Office of Motor Carrier Compliance, which was moved under the jurisdiction of Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. There are currently no receipts, obligations, or appropriations remaining, and the balance was previously transferred to the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Members, are there any questions on the PCB? Hearing none, are there any amendments? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on this PCD? Hearing none. Any debate, members? Chairman Hooper, you are recognized to close on the PCD.
Wait, close, Madam Chair.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Members, your vote on PC.
We have.
Michelle, please call the roll.
Representatives Antone?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Pisano?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray? Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres? Chair Hooper?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Okay. Members, your vote on PCB 1301 will be reported favorably. Chairman Hooper, you are recognized to explain PCB 1302.
Thank you, Madam Chair. PCB TEDAS 13-02 recreates the Transportation Revenue Bond Trust Fund within the Department of Transportation, which otherwise expires on July 1, 2014. It recreates this trust fund without modification, providing for the continuation of the current purpose and uses of the fund. Madam Chair, that's the bill.
Members, are there any questions on PCB? Hearing none, are there any amendments to the PCB? There are no amendments. Okay, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on the PCB? If there are any debates on this bill? Chairman Hooper, you're recognized to close on the PCB.
Wave close.
Okay, Michelle, you may call the roll.
Representatives Antone?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Pisano?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray? Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Members, your vote on PCB 1302 will be reported favorably. Next, Mr. Chairman. Chair Hooper, you're recognized to explain PCB 1303.
Thank you, Madam Chair. PCB TEDAS 13-03 recreates the Department Governmental Bond Trust Fund within the Department of Transportation, which would otherwise expire on July 1, 2014. It recreates this trust fund without modification, providing for a continuation of the current purpose and uses of the fund, and there's no fiscal impact. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Are there any questions on the PCB? Members, none? Can I ask a question of you, Mr. Chairman?
Maybe. No.
Yes.
I waive my question.
You can.
Are there any amendments to this PCB?
No amendments.
No amendments? Anyone from the audience that would like to speak? Seeing none, hearing none. Are there any debates on the bill? This is too good. Chairman Upper, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Michelle, please call the roll.
Representative Zanton?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Faisano?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray? Richardson?
Yes.
Chair Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chair Hooper?
Yes.
Members, by your vote, PCB 1303 will be reported favorably. Chairman, you're recognized to explain PCB 1304.
Thank you, Madam Chair. PCB TEDAS 13-04 recreates the Federal Grants Trust Fund within the Department of State, which would otherwise expire on July 1, 2014. It recreates this trust fund without modification, providing for the continuation of the current purpose and uses of the fund, and it has no fiscal impact. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any questions on PCB? Seeing no amendments, are there anyone in the audience that would like to speak on this bill? Seeing here none, debate members on the bill? None. Chair Upa, you're recognized to close.
Wave.
Okay, we wave. Michelle, please call the roll.
Representative Zanton?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis?
Fasano? Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray? Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chair Hooper?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Okay, members, by your vote, PCB 1304 will be reported favorably. Chair Hooper, you're recognized once again for PCB 1305.
Thank you, Madam Chair. PCB TEDAS 13-05 recreates the Clearing Funds Trust Fund within the Department of State, which would otherwise expire on July 1, 2014. It recreates this trust fund without modification, providing for the continuation of the current purpose and uses of the fund, and it also has no fiscal impact. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Chairman. Are there any questions on the PCB? Seeing no amendments, is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak on this bill? None. Any members debate on the bill? Okay, Chair Upa, you're recognized.
Wait.
Michelle, yes, wait. Please call the roll.
Representatives Anton?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Faisano?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray? Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chair Hooper?
Yes.
PCB passes.
Members, by your vote, PCB 1305 will be reported favorably. I think this is the last one. Chair Upper on PCB 1306.
Thank you, Madam Chair. PCB TEDAS 13-06 recreates the Federal Grants Trust Fund within the Department of Economic Opportunity, which would otherwise expire July 1, 2014. It recreates this trust fund without modification, providing for the continuation of the current purpose and uses of the fund, and it too has no fiscal impact. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Okay, are there any amendments? Seeing none, are there any questions on the PCB? No question, any amendments? There are no, okay. Anyone in the audience that wishes to speak? Okay, members, any debate on this PCB? Chair Upa, you are recognized to close on the PCB.
Wave close, Madam Chair.
Michelle, please call the roll.
Representatives Anton?
Yes.
Artiles?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Faisano?
Yes.
Fullwood?
Yes.
Goodson?
Yes.
Nunez?
Yes.
Porter?
Yes.
Ray? Richardson?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Okay, members, by your vote, PCB 1306 will be reported favorably. And at this time, Representative Fullwood moves for committee staff to take any necessary technical to make any necessary technical amendments. Without objection, staff may make any technical amendments. Mr. Chairman, are you sure you want
this
gavel back?
Please give it back. Please give it back.
Can I do this?
You hang on to it, and I'll just take over the meeting. How's that? Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
All right, don't get used to that.
Okay. If I knew that, I'd kiss you.
Ooh, thank you. Representative Rogers, job well done. Thank you very much for taking over
kind.
And getting us through those riveting, riveting and exciting bills that I know you're on the edge of your seats about. Members, that's a short agenda on day one of 60. There's a lot going on today. I want to remind you that we have covered a lot of ground since committee week started, and we've reviewed a lot of information material to help us get ready for our budget that's upcoming. We've looked at our base budget. We've heard from all our agencies. We've heard from the governor's office on his recommended budget and had more detailed presentations on what are typically our critical areas of interest, that being the five-year work program under the Department of Transportation, our state libraries and various Department of State grant programs, and certainly our economic incentive programs. Some of you have already come to me and with your concerns or areas of interest to you. Those that have not, I would encourage you to please do so. We will be moving pretty quickly into a chairman's budget, getting ready to meet with our Senate counterparts in a budget conference scenario. That will sneak up on us before you will know it. Those of you that have an interest, and I already have one letter from Representative Goodson requesting to be involved in the budget conference process, but now would be the time to make an arrangement to come meet about areas that you are concerned about. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Any discussion, questions, comments? Anybody? What a quiet group. We're all just riveted just because of all the activities. If there's nothing else to appear before the committee, Representative Goodson moves we rise without objection. We're adjourned.